signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, here with us live today for the next 2 hours on this ninth day of August, 2005. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast: AM, FM, worldwide, shortwave, internet, satellite, you name it, we're out there. And we need more people listening to the network, folks. We're going to make tools available for you listeners out there just to simply say hi to somebody and maybe strike up a conversation. But if you're not a great conversationalist, well, we'll be able to give them a bumper sticker or maybe a business card with the information on, or flyers that are available on the web or on our rbnlive.com. Folks, it's about the numbers. I think our upcoming guest here will tell you about the same thing. Education is a good thing. To have a body in which to teach or talk to is even a better thing. So we're going to make those available to folks. And folks, the goal here is just not to educate just a few people about 9/11 or taxes or IRS or the Federal Reserve System or whatever the case may be. It's for the whole enchilada. It's to get the Constitutional Republic back on track so we can once again start enjoying our liberty and freedom that God meant us to have in this country. Now, we've got a slight problem here. It's called the globalist. Some people like to call them the New World Order, whatever the case may be. But we have the numbers. They have the lies. They have the deception. They have the deceit. We got the truth, folks. They got the lies. We got the thinkers. They got the stinkers. I'm not minimizing them, but folks, there's a heck of a lot more of us right now than there are of them. But I'll tell you, we need to add more to our ranks. I want to see a bloodless coup of the take back of America, don't you? Well, it's time you start getting involved. Tell you what, right after this break, as promised, I have Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan online. And the DVD, and I can't say enough about this, we'll be talking about it here real soon, in the next couple of minutes, but Loose Change is the DVD, and it's on 9/11, and it's a mind blower. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Dono Cafe, a healthy coffee gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dono Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Wayne Mueller brought me a copy of Loose Change, and I sat, and I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I thought, okay, here goes another attempt to describe to people the questions surrounding September 11, 2001. With that in mind, I sat down to watch the video. 5 minutes into this video, ladies and gentlemen, I knew I was watching something that was special. There's been a lot of good people out there making the attempt to produce materials for educational purposes, to wake people up. But it's not very often that you sit and watch a 60-minute presentation that immediately sucks you into it. And when I say sucks you into it, I mean it just draws you down. A lot of people think that, okay, I got a lot of information. I'm going to make a four-hour video here. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If you tell somebody to watch something, they look at you, well, gee, how long is it? Well, it's about 4 hours. Well, I don't know if I got the time. Well, I'll tell you what. You're going to have the time and the inclination not only to watch this once, but watch it again and then give it to other people so they can understand what happened on September 11th of 2001, and why this is so important, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, yesterday I had Greg Szymanski on with William Rodriguez, Willie to his friends, a hero into his own right, saving hundreds of lives on that September 11th morning. And today, Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan on The Loose Change. And then tomorrow, Eric Huffschmidt, he did an outstanding book, Painful Questions, and also the follow-up DVD, Painful Deceptions. We're going to have him on tomorrow. This is important, folks. Yeah, I know. September 11th, 2001. And here it is, August 9th, 2005. But think about the change that happened in this country since September 11th. We've turned into a police state. We're waiting for the other shoe to drop, to have more freedoms ripped from us. And the ironic thing to this, I remember after September 11th, George Bush making the statement, well, the reason why these Islamic terrorists hate us so bad is because of our freedom. And then he promptly turned around and ripped it right from our grasp. But that's okay, George. You didn't get my freedom. My freedom burns in my heart and in my soul. You'll never take that from me. With us today, I have Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, John.
And I have Dylan here, and is there Phil there?
Hi, John. It was a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're a little weak.
Hold on. Let me try to fix that.
All righty.
Any better?
Ah, that's much better. Gentlemen, you heard what I said here leading up to your introduction. I have seen presentations. I've read material, reams of material on September 11th. But I got to tell you something. This is a louder than words production, and it's produced by Phil Jahan and Corey Rowe, and written and directed by Dylan Avery. Who did the voiceover on this?
This is all me. I mean, Loose Change was entirely my brainchild. Phil just paid for it.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you something. When I first heard your voice, I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Couldn't I get a better voiceover guy? But I'm telling you, Dylan, when I start watching this thing, everything fit together. The images, the information, the voiceover, the background music. And what was really refreshing about this, it was very, I mean, I have never seen anything with so much information in a 60-minute period or less that just left you astounded with your jaw hanging open going, wow, people need to see this. Dylan, tell the listeners, I've never had the opportunity to talk to you, and I don't know if too many people in the listening audience here know who you are. What prompted you to do this?
What prompted me to do this? 3 years ago, I was 18 years old. I was building a restaurant for James Gandolfini, who you might better know as Tony Soprano. And May 2002 rolled along, and he came up to upstate New York for the opening party. You know, we're sitting at the bar. He's drinking. I'm not, because I'm 18. And, you know, we're just talking back and forth, and I got into the topic of directing. And I'm like, well, you know, to tell you the truth, I want to get into directing. He's like, well, kid, if you want to be a director, then you have to have something important to say to the world. And it was that night that I started writing Loose Change, the movie. And this is a long and convoluted story, so a lot of people are getting it all at once right now. I started writing a movie about, it was basically a parallel universe about myself and my friends who start doing research about September 11th and realize that it's not all it's cracked up to be. You know, we were lied to about a number of different things. And upon researching for the movie itself, I came upon enough information where, when I started to include all that information into the movie, it became too overwhelming, and it became too much of two different things at the same time. So I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll branch off, and I'll make Loose Change the documentary for now and put the movie on the back burner. And now that Loose Change the documentary has done surprisingly well, I might be able to make the movie after all.
Well, and it's, like I said, yeah, I've seen productions, and people have a tendency, and I don't know why you chose to keep this at 60 minutes or less, but people have a real short attention span out there, especially when they're not seeking out information. If folks are seeking out information, they're like moths to a flame. They'll hang around there all night. But if you're trying to wake somebody up and you want to tell them, hey, look, you know, there are a few things that aren't right, do me a favor, take a look at this. Somebody's going to be more apt to sit down and watch a 60-minute presentation, you know, versus something that's two and a half, three, 4 hours long. I mean, that's human nature. You know, we're in this fast-paced, pre-digested world, and they want everything right now. Well, I got to tell you, this DVD gives you everything right now. Now you say you're working on the movie. Now, and let me ask you this. Why did you keep that documentary to 60 minutes? What was your thoughts behind it?
To tell you the truth, actually, it wasn't 60 minutes at first. It was actually about 50 minutes, but then upon submitting it to the Cannes Film Festival, or actually the idea of submitting it to the Cannes Film Festival, their guidelines stipulate that a feature film has to be it has to be 60 minutes in length or more.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had to push myself and get it to at least that hour mark. I mean, it was close to 60 minutes, but it wasn't close enough for Cannes. And I mean, naturally, I didn't get accepted to Cannes, but the running length stood as is and to this day still an hour.
Well, I remember it should be, because I'll tell you what, we had Waco, Texas, and I remember a gentleman that submitted Waco movie. The title slipping my gears here for a second.
Rules of Engagement.
There you go. Rules of Engagement. Grudecki and the crew. But that thing, that crossed political lines. That crossed everything. People were in tears after they watched that presentation. Now,
mm-hmm.
You've got something here. Now, we're talking, and I'm not doing a tally here, folks. You know, it was 186 lives versus, or 86 of women and children or whatever, versus 3,000 in New York City on September 11th. This is not a numbers game. This is one about lies and deception and most assuredly death and destruction, but more importantly, what has happened afterwards, what has gone through Congress, what the president of these United States has done to its citizenry. That's the point here. That's the issue. But when I look at something like this, and one more thing that I wanted to mention that you did with this video presentation, you can give this to anybody. I don't care if they're a dyed-in-the-wool girly brown advocate, or I don't care if they're an Al Gore lover or a George Bush lover or whatever. You don't make politics the issue on this deal, and you don't point political fingers at any one party or individuals in the political game. That allows, without pushing those emotional response button, that allows folks to get absorbed into this. And I'm telling you right now, listeners, you get absorbed in this. I mean, it's fantastic. Tell you what, let's get into the meat of this. Let's discuss what is in this. And by the way, I just got to ask this. Why did you call it Louder Than Words Production?
Because the way I've lived my life is that action speaks louder than words.
Oh, well, you're my kind of guy. I hear a lot of people that talk. I hear a lot of people that are, well, full of wind. But
a lot of talk and no action.
There
basically.
You go. There you
and
go.
And that's what I feel is the syndrome for 9/11. It's like, you know, we're not going to accomplish anything sitting around and talking about things. I mean, we got to get out there. We got to hit the streets. Like you said, it's about the numbers. You know.
Well, I mean, here we are. We're coming up on what the
fourth anniversary.
Fourth anniversary in just a couple of months. And in my mind, and I'm sure in your mind, that this burns just as bright as it did as the day that it happened. I mean, people remember things like this. They remember the day that Kennedy was shot. Now, obviously, you're not old enough to remember that, but I can remember it. But people remember things in their lives, and I don't think anybody, until their own death, natural death, I hope, they're not going to forget September 11, 2001. I mean, it looking back on it now, it looked... Hollywood productions I've seen look better than that happened in New York City. But I'll tell you something. People are not going to forget this at all.
Yeah, you can add to that, too. I mean, they did tell us never forget 9/11, right?
Yes, they did. And we're following. That's the one thing that I think that they've said out of this that was a good point. Before we get into the subject matter of the documentary, what was your thoughts here on this commission? The 9/11 Commission.
Oh, the Omission Commission?
Yeah, the Omission Commission, yeah.
Total joke. You mentioned Willie Rodriguez earlier. I actually had the pleasure of having dinner with him out in California. He showed us some magic tricks, and we got an interview with him on film. Anyway, he gave, like, a two-hour closed-door testimony to the 9/11 Commission, and they didn't publish a single word. It was as if Willie Rodriguez never existed. I mean, this man was a national hero. I mean, he is the last man alive out of the North Tower. He saved hundreds of lives on September 11th, and again, the 9/11 Commission just kind of brushed him off just because his testimony didn't fit with the official story. I mean, it's like that, and little conflicts of interest and people that were actually on the commission. I mean, they were there to cover things up, basically.
Well, I don't know the national security issues and whatever else. You get into a big morass on that. But when you've got something as important as this, this 9/11 commission should have been absolutely transparent to people. It should have been available to people. Behind closed door testimony, I'm not a big fan of that, because I know how the government's lied to its citizenry before and is going to continue to do in the future. All right, we got to take the break here. We'll be back with Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan, a Louder Than Words production dedicated to the lives we lost on September 11th. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years.
As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
About Willie Rodriguez, I had Greg Szymanski on yesterday, and Greg was with me for the full 2 hours, and Willie was on for about 45 minutes. And the thing that struck me, guys, about Willie is just the kind of guy he was. He's from Puerto Rico, and he is just the most unassuming guy. I mean, here's a guy that, as you said, literally saved hundreds of lives. And I stopped and I asked Greg Szymanski this. I said, you know, it's something that occurred to me while we're having this conversation. I'd never spoken to Willie before. And I said that the thing that struck me about this guy is just his pureness of heart. It's just his straightforwardness. And just, I mean, he just struck me, Dylan, when you had dinner with him, did you get the same impression from him?
Yeah, I was just saying he's a very, very genuine person. Like, I mean, I wouldn't see any reason not to trust him. Like, he's just very lovable.
and compassionate. I mean, you know, there's a saying about firefighters. You know, some people make bad jokes about firefighters. You know, they're insane because they're the only people that run into burning buildings. Well, that's their job. And firefighters, you know, they're unsung heroes in many cases. And unless you've ever had a house burned down and you needed rescuing, you really don't have a full appreciation for firefighters. And it took a lot of guts for these guys to do what they did on September 11th. But this was their job. This is what they were being paid for.
Not really. He was just being paid to be a custodian, right?
I was speaking about firefighters. That's what paid for, to run into burning buildings and whatever else. But this guy, as I was just going to say, was a maintenance guy. I mean, when the buildings start blowing apart and things going wrong, I mean, he could have ran out of that building. He could have saved himself.
Yeah. You know, when he came out the first time with the other guy, was you know, the man that he helped out that had the flesh coming off of his arms. I mean, you know, you're going to run back into a building where this just happened to somebody?
I don't know, and I gotta be honest with you. I can probably count on two hands the number of people that I know personally that would be capable of doing something like that. But you wouldn't know until you were put to that test. So,
yep.
You know, I mean, there was a lot of people on September 11th that gave their lives. We still have people, the victims of the families, the victims of the people that did survive September 11th with all the poisons and everything that rained down with that building. And of course, we had our EPA, former governor of Massachusetts, or Connecticut, rather, telling us that, oh, don't worry, you know, it's a safe environment. People are getting lung cancers now. They've got all kinds of lung ailments. And again, it was the government's way, I guess, of making us feel comfortable after this great tragedy and to make us feel better. But of course,
I think they've lost a dozen of their dogs, too, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Well, let's get into some of the meat of this production. And folks, I'm telling you, we're going to make this available. And it's already on the website. If you go to our website, you can get a copy of this. And there's no copyright on this, ladies and gentlemen. So you're able to make copies of this. Now, for the price of it, I think we got it marked out at $19.95, and that includes shipping. But it's the information. Now, I'm sure that both of you gentlemen would agree with me. I mean, you guys have seen a lot of things go wrong in this country. There's a lot of things that need talked about. But we need greater number of people here. If we're going to make an effective change in this country and get this thing back on its derailed constitutional republic track, we've got to have more people. We have got to have more people.
And they have to be educated.
They have, and that's the, you know, their education, you know, and it astounds me, gentlemen, that a lot of people think that they're in the know. I sit and I watch C-SPAN, the Washington Journal, and people that are up on politics, and they really think that they're in the groove and they know what's going on. I see people that think that they understand business or business cycles, or they think they understand money or finances, and they don't know anything. They are only taught what their handlers are telling them that, well, this is what you need to know, and this is the information you need to know to function in the system. Education, you know, I'll steal a line from the NAACP. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A human being dying just about as stupid as he was born is a great sin. We are in very trying times in this country right now. We are in the phases of the collapse of this republic, and we're only a couple hundred years old, 235, 236 years old, whatever the number. You know, we're not that old. The grand experiment, the greatest country. In my opinion, I've looked at recorded history here and read about cultures and their societies and their governments and all of that. And I think without a shadow of a doubt, and I think I would get an agreement from just about anybody who listens to this radio program, that we are living in the greatest country that's ever been in recorded history on the face of this planet. And we are in real danger right now of losing this. And what mankind has pined for his entire existence has been liberty and freedom and the ability to enjoy the gift from God, and that's a life. That is your life. We're in danger of that right now, and I hope people keep that first and foremost in their minds.
Well, most people don't realize that, you know, the freedoms that we enjoy now, they really, you know, sprang from the Reformation, from Martin Luther and John Calvin. You know, apart from those, you know, that occurrence, you know, the popular governments, you know, that sprang up afterwards would never have been there.
That is true. Let's get into this this presentation here. It starts out with some photographs, and of course, first off, let's take the break, and then we'll get into this. My guests today, and I'm very glad to have these guys, and I'm very appreciative of people that are taking the effort to educate others, folks, and I can't stress this as strongly as I ever have. It is in the numbers. It is in a well-educated, well-rounded public that we're going to have the ability to get this country back. Hopefully without firing a shot, folks, it's going to be a bloodless coup or a restoration.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We'll take your phone calls later, 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And I'm watching, gentlemen, just to let you know, I'm watching the numbers here. And I can tell you right now that people have not lost the interest and the passion for September 11th, the 9/11. And, you know, I was talking with Greg Szymanski yesterday, and, well, it's been said, Dick Cheney has already said that, well, if there's another 9/11 or such a terror attack in the United States that, well, we're going to go in and we're going to nuke Iran. Now, we know that Saddam Hussein did not have anything to do with 9/11. As a matter of fact, I made the statement that we should have kept Saddam Hussein around. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend to combat Al-Qaeda, or as we like to call it, Al-Qaeda. But it's bizarre, to say the least, that we have people that are still seated in power in this country right now that are going to spread more terror in the Middle East, kill more people. And for what reason? I mean, it got so bad that the media's, and this is what I appreciate about your presentation, Dylan, is without a shadow of a doubt, the talking heads, even Peter Jennings, that's passed away in the last couple of days, initially was making statements talking about maybe it looks like a controlled demolition, looks like an implosion, looks like these buildings were brought down. But, you know, of course, we know that's not the case. But there was so many reporters saying things like bombs going off and so on and so forth. that this is, I mean, this really drives the point home as to how these buildings, not just World Trade Center 1 and 2, the North and South Tower, but Building 7, of course, that housed government, what was it, CIA and FBI and Rudy Giuliani and a bunch of stuff in that building, that we have never, ever witnessed a building, and I don't care how tall it was, a steel structure ever collapse by fire. And we're only talking less than 10,000 gallons of jet fuel that were on board these planes. And save for the fact that since, what was it, right after World War II or during World War II, there was a bomber, I think it was a Mitchell bomber, that collided with the Empire State Building and took that impact just fine. And they were cognizant and aware of that when they built these buildings. I mean, they were what? They were 1,100 feet high, 1,300 feet high. What's the height of these buildings?
1,362 and 1,368, actually.
Okay. And they had this in mind because they were building these tall structures that it may be a hazard to aviation. So that was in mind when they built these buildings.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were both 110 stories tall and as tall as Dylan said. And you know, the fact that the buildings fell in about 9 seconds apiece, you know, is pretty telltale of what was going on inside the buildings.
And one of the things that was pointed out was in your presentation that if you took a basketball, when those towers started to collapse, if you were to drop a basketball, and that's 32 feet per second, and I think, what is it, a maximum of 120 or 130 miles an hour?
But yeah, something like that.
Yeah, if you dropped a basketball at the same time those towers started to collapse, they would hit the ground at exactly the same time. Now, that is physically impossible because a building has resistance. It is not, and I watched these buildings when they started to collapse. I thought one of the buildings, the top was just going to topple off and it was going to slide off, and that was going to be it. But when I saw those buildings go down in the manner in which they did, absolutely straight down, the first thing that came to mind, because they had already, I think inadvertently, prepped the public. And I don't know if you guys had noticed this, that in years subsequent to September 11th, but they had like the Learning Channel or Discovery Channel or whatever the case may be. They did this long series of these guys that would run around the country imploding buildings. That's what their job is, to bring down in confined areas with minimal damage to surrounding buildings or property, to demolish buildings, bring them down using explosives. When those buildings collapsed, that was the first thing that hit my mind.
Yeah, these buildings were so large that they were, you know, some people considered them to be too large to even take down in controlled demolitions. They were fearful of, you know, what would happen. They didn't know. I mean, they were just two huge behemoths that, I mean, all the mass and material that's in there. I mean, and they're so close to all the other structures. But, yeah, you're right. I mean,
It just came straight down. All right, now, the presentation starts out by talking about the planes hitting the towers. And then later on in the presentation, you actually interview a guy that supposedly some of these hijackers, you know, the ones that were hanging out at the, how should we say this, the mammary gland bars down in Florida. And drinking.
The gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah, the gentlemen. Thank you. The gentlemen's clubs. I couldn't think of anything.
Gentle Muslim.
Yeah, gentle Muslims. Muslims don't do this. They just don't. Part of the problem we're having in the Middle East right now, and the reason they don't want America's brand of democracy, is they don't want pornography. They don't want drug use. They don't want crime. They don't want a breakdown of their societal structure. But here we have guys that were going and spending money, going to bars, getting drunk, and doing whatever. And we're expected to believe, and you interviewed a gentleman in this for this presentation that had talked to the flight instructors that supposedly these terrorists took flight training with.
Mm-hmm. That would be Marcel Bernard, the chief flight instructor at Freeway Airport. Marcel never actually met Hani in person, but the impressions that he got from all of his flight instructors, because they naturally had to check back with him before they made their decision, general consensus was that he couldn't fly at all.
Well, I think the direct quote was, according to the instructors that he talked to, that they were average or below average.
Average or below average, yep.
Now, and that's another thing about this this issue. Now, whether it was the supposed 757 that went into the Pentagon or the 767s that hit the Twin Towers, I talked to a lot of airline pilots and fighter pilots, and they told me without a shadow of a doubt that you would have to be, I mean, have thousands of hours behind the sticks of these aircraft in order to do these dramatic turns and whatever that these aircraft made to hit their targets. And one gentleman that I won't mention his name but flies for United Airlines told me, he says, you know, the way those planes hit the towers, that's tantamount to hitting a needle with a fastball, say that the needle's standing at home plate and you're standing on the pitcher's mound and you've got to hit that needle with a fastball on the first strike.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, I've been flying for a long time. He says, I've flown all the heavies out there, referring to heavy passenger jets. And he says, I don't know that I can make maneuvers like that.
Well, maybe it'll, you know, shed some light. I'm not sure if you were aware of this, but there was two flights that day, Flight 11 and Flight 77, that they actually didn't exist. They're nowhere to be found in the NTSB, you know, database. So, you know, of the four flights that day, only two of them were real flights. I'm not sure about, you know, what they did with the airplanes and how they pulled off the whole operation. But there was, you know, Flight 11 and 77, you know, those two flights didn't exist.
Well, and go ahead.
Let's not forget that Flight 93 is also still flying high. There's a person who tracks flights for a living. Every flight that he takes, he records in his log. And he found a plane, I believe it was in March 2003, he saw a plane with Flight 93's serial number in Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
You know, I don't remember this guy's name, but I remember hearing about this a couple of months ago, that the guy is so into detail that he records everything that he does. And when he said that, I even record the tail numbers of aircraft that I take, this is the same guy. Incredible. I mean, people and people like that actually exist. For what reason they do it, I do not know. But there are
for reasons like this.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he could have predicted something like this. But people are fascinated with facts and they just gather facts. I guess that's what they do with their time. Well,
also it should be, you know, noted that with Flight 93, there was 45 people on board that flight, and as we look through the Social Security Death Index, only about 20% of them were added to, you know, the Social Security death database. And get this, none of the families from those 45 people on Flight 93 applied for or received any of the 911 compensation funds.
Well, that would mean that either that they would feel guilty about it, or these people didn't exist and they didn't die on these flights.
No, that would mean that they're not Americans. I mean, you got 45 people, and every one of their families doesn't accept, you know, it's a minimum of $250,000. Okay, so, you know, what we should have seen is about 44 people, you know, families apply for that, and then one hold out and say, well, I'm going to sue. Because that would be normal.
Yeah, did anybody think, because nine of the 19 hijackers have been found alive and well on planet Earth, and a lot of them are in Saudi Arabia right now. Does anybody know if the 9/11 Commission was ever given a testimony?
Oh, they probably were, and probably subsequently ignored it. If I had to guess.
I mean, the 9/11 Commission had all of us 911 researchers. I mean, we were shoveling them stuff. I mean, we were just sending them stuff left and right. And, I mean, they wouldn't have anything to do with it. You know, that wasn't the purpose of their commission.
Yeah, they weren't there to find the truth.
Well, when I first saw the ringer that they put forth, remember this one, it was...
Oh, Kissinger!
Yeah, Heinz Kissinger, his code name during World War II was Bohr, and he was a Soviet double agent. And this is the guy that they propped up first, that he's going to do the commission.
That was such a slap in the face of America. I couldn't believe that when he actually appointed Kissinger as the head of the commission.
Well, hey, John, what countries is it that Kissinger can't even go into because they'll arrest him?
There's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, there is. He's classified as being a war criminal, along with several other the elites that have been presidents in this country. When Heinz Kissinger, they threw him out there, yeah, that was a slap in the face. But you noticed that there was so much flack that was given over the selection of this guy to head this commission that a week or 10 days later, what he said was, well, I've declined this, he says, because I have conflicting interests. Now, what those conflicting interests was, he never explained what they were, the business interests or whatever the case may be. But
he was in on it.
Yeah, exactly. He bowed out of this thing very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that's really disturbing about this, I mean, folks, sometimes in the passage of time that we have a tendency to either minimize or forget certain things. But the one thing that I don't think any listener on this network will ever forget is Homeland Security, Patriot Act. As a matter of fact, I like in your presentation that you say, what's the section, 801 or 803 of the Patriot Act, if you're found in possession of this information?
Section 802, actually.
802.
802, yep. Yeah. HR 5163.
Yeah.
Domestic terrorism.
Yeah, if you're found with this information, you may go to prison.
Well, it's interesting the way that they phrased that, rather. I mean, if you look back to, like, the 1960s and the civil rights protests, I mean, Martin Luther King would have been classified a domestic terrorist. John Lennon, domestic terrorist. Gandhi, domestic terrorist. They were trying to influence or coerce a population. And it says it right there in those words in the Patriot Act. If you try to intimidate or coerce a population, you are a domestic terrorist. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you attempt to. I think some of the verbiage is if you try to influence anybody in government.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly in the voting system that we have, that's wrought with fraud. Also, supposedly in this country, by casting a vote, you're influencing politics in this country. When you write a congressman or a senator, or you demonstrate or whatever, you're taking advantage of your First Amendment freedoms in this country to voice your concerns or your displeasures or however you want to phrase that. But that is an inherent right of Americans of dissent, the right to protest, the right to say, hey, you know what? No, you're a liar, and I don't believe you. This is our right.
Basically freedom of conscience.
Well, something interesting also happened, aside from giving police powers to agencies and to domestically allow CIA to operate on U.S. territory. FBI, their powers are expanded. If you've noticed, the government tried to claim a victory by saying that a few of the provisions of the Patriot Act were struck down. But if you look at the body of the Patriot Act, it is an absolute Stalin-like bear that's set to crush any freedom that we have in this country. And we're expected to believe, in order to catch Al-Qaeda, you know, well, let's back up here a second. You know, if we're doing something to a group of people or a religious faith. I mean, how many Islamic people do we have on the face of this planet? Over a billion. Now, it doesn't seem to be very good odds that the United States goes sticking its fingers in the tiger's eyes and then daring them to attack us. I mean, this absolutely makes no sense. Our foray, and I don't want to get into a political bend here, but our foray into the Middle East right now is absolutely insane, absurd, and we should be out of there.
Well, they're trying to provoke the Muslims. I mean, it's intentional provocation.
And they're doing a good job at it. And my fear is if they keep doing this, I mean, you know, we're getting images every day on the news about how many the interim government or the new police force in Iraq are getting killed. Soldiers. I mean, we just had a bad week here for our soldiers in Iraq right now. This is not getting any better. This is not the role of the military to play policeman in a country. Nation building.
Well, we've already lost the war there. I mean, you know, if you read just what they tell you, I mean, you can tell that things, I mean, they went south about 7 or 8 months ago.
Absolutely incredible. All right, we could go on and on like this. And folks, we will open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. And again, gentlemen, I'm watching the numbers on the computer, and I got to tell you, you people have topped, since I've been tracking this, you've banged out the numbers. You're the number one talk guest that I've had here. So I know people have a lot of questions out there. They want to hear your information. But give us a call.
I'm flattered.
Well,
me too.
Well, and it's important because with doing what we're doing here, the reason why this network's here, gentlemen, it's an educational tool. This is not about entertainment. This isn't about stroking somebody's ego or making money. That's for sure. What this is about, it's an educational tool. So I've always been mindful, and I guess you could say a little fearful, that people would lose their steam and their interest. That is not the case. The numbers bear it out today. 800-313-9443. Get online, folks, and we'll take your calls when they come in, but I think we'll save them until the next hour. All right, let's get into more of your presentation here. We talk about missile damage. Donald Rumsfeld, there's a quote from Donald Rumsfeld talking about missile damage. Where did this come from? I know this guy's a little fast and loose sometimes, but Donald Rumsfeld saying something about missile damage?
Yep, it was an interview in Parade magazine on August 12, 2001. He's speaking to a reporter who had, I don't remember the name, but it was pretty, Lyric Walwork Winnick. That was the name of the reporter. Lyric Walwork Winnick of Parade magazine was interviewing Donald Rumsfeld, and he's like, you know, he's ranting about 9/11. He's like, oh, you know, here we're talking about plastic knives and using an American Airlines flight filled with our citizens and the missile that damaged this building. And it just went by completely unnoticed.
All right. We got to take the break here. You guys are going to stay with me in the next hour, correct?
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Real good. 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Dylan Avery, Phil Jahan, makers and producers of The Loose Change. Folks, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of this right after this break. And if you don't take advantage of this and show it to friends and neighbors, you're missing out on the program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
On the horizon.
We're back, folks. My guests today, I'm very pleased to have these gentlemen. And more importantly, I hope folks out there are appreciating folks that are doing the work, doing the educational material to be handed out to others, to wake them up. And again, you can do this with no fear, ladies and gentlemen, on your political, on the political side. It doesn't attack Republicans or Democrats. As a matter of fact, did you plan this way, Dylan, to make this video that was that didn't push political hot buttons with people? Did you do that consciously?
For two reasons: one, I wanted to be nonpartisan, and two, I didn't want to make the mistake that Michael Moore made.
Well, Michael Moore is not about anything but Michael Moore.
Oh, yes. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no point in bringing parties into issue because this is a nonpartisan issue. I mean, 100%. I mean, you can't blame the Democrats or the Republicans for this happening. I mean, we can only blame ourselves, really.
Actually, I blame them both. I mean, if you look at the system, you know, and you realize that both parties are corrupted and run from, outside. You know, I mean, they're both responsible.
You know, I sometimes try to use my imagination, and I try to think what these people are thinking, congressmen and senators. I mean, presidents and vice presidents. I would be an absolute nervous wreck. I couldn't get any sleep doing all the criminal things that these people are doing and all the cover-ups and all the lies and the deception. I'll tell you what, it's got to take a unique individual to be doing this, to be a congressman or a senator and have the ability to put your blinders on and just continue business as usual. It's unfathomable to me, but it also demonstrates to me the lack of morality and ethics in these people. I mean, God, we're talking
Cheney's had six heart attacks. I mean, you see what it does. You look at George Bush when he speaks and there's nothing inside. I mean, that's the net effect. That's what it does to people.
Well, but we still have people, unfortunately, in this country. We still have folks out there that, when I saw George Bush get elected, the Christians were just up in arms and they were just waving and ballyhooping and going, oh, goody, we got a Republican and he's a Bush and he's a Christian. And I thought, my God, are these people delusional? You know, I mean, and you've had presidents say that, well, this is a secular government. This is a secular job. You know, but here comes Bush. You know, and a lot of people chalk this up as vote getting. You know, he's got to go out there and pander to the conservative Bible Belt Republicans in this country again. No, these people are missing the point. You know, and they've got their blinders on also. I don't think there's any man, woman, or child in this country that doesn't feel that dark cloud hanging over them. I don't think that there's one person that's cognitive and that's thinking, that's a rational human being, that doesn't feel that something is very, very wrong in this country, no matter what the issue
is. I think just about everybody knows. Everybody feels it. You know, you get that feeling when you talk to people. And when I share, presentations on the street, just going up to strangers and showing them pictures, just plain old pictures of some of this stuff, I'm able to convince just about, 100% of them.
I've had a good track record, too, and I've told people, you've got to be a good as listener as you are a talker. You got to find out what's on people's minds, and you got to learn how to respond to it. 800-313-9443. Folks, if you want to get a copy of this, you can call us today at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719, $19.95. That includes shipping, or go to rbnlive.com, and it's in the shopping mall in our store. And it's ready for immediate delivery. And, folks, we're calling on you once again out there. No. This is participatory. You get to play along with this game. You got to get involved, folks. We'll be back with our guests and your phone calls right after this.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.